It's Tax Clips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tom in Maryland, who is a tad befuddled. What do I do with a W-2 that includes income in Box 1, but there's no reported Social Security wages, state income, or withholding of any kind? There's a notation on the W-2 that reads, income subject to self-employment tax and must be reported on Schedule SE. The employer is an international organization. It appears that though a W-2 was issued, we're looking at self-employment for tax purposes. Well, Tom, I see. IRS's efforts with respect to embassies and international organizations are finally having an effect. So that's what the employers are doing. They're issuing weird W-2s. Okay, if your software isn't set up to accommodate it, here's the best you can do. Enter it as a W-2 because IRS's computers would be looking to match that line on the 1040. Then go to the Schedule E and enter the other income manually. Include a disclosure statement to explain about the nature of the W-2. If your software provides a way to enter other income into the Schedule SE without an override, you'll still be able to file electronically. Consider filing electronically using Form 8453 in case you feel the need to send paper backup for this return. For 2008, you'll need estimated vouchers to cover the federal and state taxes and the self-employment taxes. And perhaps you're a good candidate for a personal EFTPS account, Electronic Federal Tax Payment Services account. You can set it up for free at EFTPS.com so your payments can be sent automatically to IRS on time. And remember, you'll find answers to all kinds of questions about consular W-2s and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.